Mr. Abbas Al-Omran is with the Bahrain Centre for Human Rights and he's with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts. Now, Mr. Omran, we did hear a few days back that Al-Wefaq has agreed to enter into initial talks with the government, with the regime in Bahrain, and they were saying that if 9 of our points are accepted and responded to, we are going to continue with this dialogue. So do you see these rallies as a sign that the dialogue has not worked out?
I don't think so. This dialogue is one of the Bahraini regime steps that's manipulate or get rid of when he become in a corner. As you know, the Bahraini regime came up before 18 months and he said, I formed an independent investigation committee that will go on the ground and look through the what's going on at that time. And that committee came up after 3 months with certain recommendations, reached about 26 out of that one until now, as per the Human Rights Watch, they said out of that 26 recommendation, only 3 partially have been implemented. After all of that period, it seemed the regime would like to play with the time when he introduced such of this issue. Nowadays, after all the world say that the Bahraini regime is just laughing and is not serious to implement that recommendation to get to go ahead and to maintain that the wide violation for the human rights. It seemed that the Bahraini regime came nowadays to introduce another things. In a process that he would like to skip forward, he said he would like to go for a dialogue with the opposition. This dialogue definitely is, if it came in such of these sequence, definitely it will end up with nothing. As we know that the Bahraini regime also conducted a dialogue before, and that dialogue failed. The background for that dialogue, it's the same now for this dialogue. I don't think that the dialogue will succeed while the Saudi troops still there is in Bahrain. If this dialogue came up with an outcome, and this outcome it's not welcome by the Saudi troops, definitely it will be rejected and to not be accepted. The other things, I don't think there will be a succeed dialogue, and the main figures still at the jail, and these figures them sentences have been fixed before a month, and as we heard from U.S. President said previously before about 1.5 years, he said very clearly, I don't think there will be a dialogue will be succeed, and certain right. of the main figures are still in the jail, and that's the situation still exists now in Bahrain. And the other things, the regime he would like to represent to the world, that's the problem in Bahrain is a sectarian problem. For that reason, he gathered a group of Bahrain from the Bahraini society, yeah. and he would like to represent the door that he is conducting a dialogue between this group, which is not real, which is not reflecting the real parts of the real mm-hmm. parts of the problem. The real parts of the problem in Bahrain, it's between the nation. That's them rights right. and them them rights have been taken, and the absolute power have been taken to the Al Khalifa regime. So these two parts not represented okay. at all in this dialogue. Definitely, this dialogue it will end up with nothing. It seems just to play with the time. Okay. It seems the regime he create an issue. Time by the time, as we know before, also the regime in a process that he would like to escape forward, he pretend he would like to make a union with Saudi, with Saudi Arabia. That issue it's covered the media right. that make a talk here and there. Okay. It seemed the Bahraini regime he would like to cover. I would like to cover and hide the widely steps that have been taken on the ground by the youth by the 14th February Youth Coalition. That they announced about a lot of steps that have been taken on the ground
right, okay.
in the second anniversary for the Bahraini Revolution, which is coincided after 2 days on the 14th of February.
Thank you very much, Mr. Imran.
The regime would like to hide such of these steps by such of this action, calling for a dialogue.
Okay, I'm really sorry, we're short of time. Thank you very much, Mr. Abbas Al-Imran, with the Bahrain Centre for Human Rights, with us there live from London.